Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And on Wednesday, I listen to G2 Times Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. Talking about I love them. Love them. Shout out to the G2 Palace. It's Butterbay.
This is Taisha, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina, if you haven't heard. The best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love fantasy is what it is.
Hey, welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
Oh, oh, yeah. I-D-G-Y-A-V-A. Yeah, then the middle light morning to the E-A. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I see them. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future or the scene. I bet you wishing that you had me back. A new mile frame now on the catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's about. What you holler about, money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's placing the band.
With the D, with the walk, with the walk. Angie, a.k.a. Miss Mo Better, Better. Rich, a.k.a. Ray Queen, Ray Queen. Ray Storm, 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 Storm.
They call me cool from the day I was born.
Hey, microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
I can't. I'm trying to. Setting.
Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, let's see. Hello? Okay. Yeah, hey. Okay, I can hear you.
I'm calling for my job number. 3723. I pressed the one button.
Huh? Did I call the wrong number? All right, I can't hear. Episode of GQ. Welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace.
Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I am one of the hosts, Storm, and with me, I believe I have my fellow divas with me, just with us this evening. We're trying to do a little something a little different, but our main focus is this right here. So who do I have in the building with me?
Ray Queen is in the building.
Hey, 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 Ray Queen. All right, Miss Mobetta will be here shortly. But welcome back, like I said, to another episode of GQ Palace. Sorry for the technical difficulties in the beginning of the show. But we are here Thursday night, Diva Thursday, and ready to start off with our show. How you been?
Good. I'm doing good. I can't complain. I really can't complain. This week is much better to much better. My, you know, I had that rotator cuff surgery last week, and it was, if not for the week, I tell you, it is not for the week. Woof! But I'm doing much better this week. Thank God.
Yeah. Excellent, 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 excellent. I've been all right. You know, it's Thursday. I'm happy. I'm off. Super excited for that. Just saying. Super excited to be off today. Worked all day, all night. Grinding hard, but I'm excited. I'm excited, I must say. Just to be in the building, just to be among the land of the living, you know. Happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating a birthday. I know today is my cousin Reggie's birthday.
Okay.
So happy birthday from New York to New Jersey. It's not Capricorn season, even though I think Capricorn season is the best season, but I'm just saying. But
so she said, but also Aries, which is at the end of the month, is coming. Yes.
There you go. So yeah, so definitely, you know. Happy birthday to everyone. You know, we don't discriminate here. Happy birthday, everybody celebrating their birthdays. And we're just going to, you know, start the show off. We're trying to do things a little different. We're not going to tell you about it just yet. We're just going to keep working on it. And then once we get it right, then we're like, bam, you know. But as of right now, you know, it is, you know, probably almost like 10 after 8. On your Thursday night. And we had a wonderful show last week, Thursday. So we definitely want to continue the momentum, even though I think every Thursday is a good show, but I'm just going to say, you know, we want to continue the momentum of what we're doing here, as well as we want to talk, you know, about a couple different topics. And we're just really just going to just jump right into it. Those of you who are familiar with the story, there was a there was multiple like body parts found here in Suffolk County, all over, you know, and we were talking, yes, girl, body parts, yes. So we were talking about, you know, the different body parts that are being found and who they belong to. So supposedly, I say supposedly because, of course, you know, this is just what we're hearing, what's been out on the news. We're not reporting anything that's not there. You know, any information that we are reporting is information that is on the news. So supposedly, I believe it was a boyfriend and girlfriend, and that they were finding their body parts, like their head, their legs, their arms, you know, all over Suffolk County, like up and down. Initially, I think the first part was found in like Babylon or something, but I did see on the news that they were looking in the park and in Amityville. They were looking there lately. I think it was as of yesterday. There's like a pool or something, or a pond. There's a pond in Amityville, which I'm familiar with that one. Just saying, there's a pond in Amityville. They were searching that pond for body parts. So from what I'm hearing, there's four people that was arrested for doing it, and one of them is one of the victim's cousins. Get it? Yeah. So there's, I believe there's, it's two guys and two girls that were arrested for this, and supposedly I think two of them have like ankle bracelets or something like that on, the monitors that they have on. But with this new reform bill that they have, they were arrested and then released. So this is a whole nother thing we want to talk about, you know, is with this reform, like, how is that possible? Like, is that something in that, in the clause that said that you could commit murder, you could chop somebody up, you could drop their body parts all over Suffolk County, and you still get out? I'm confused. Hey. So you're still able to walk the streets? You're still able to be free after you've done all of this? Help me make it make sense. So I don't know. Anybody can look it up. You know, it was really the body parts that were right here in Amityville. And the story continues, the plot thickens, you know, and I just want to know, what's everyone's feedback? What do you think about that? What do you think about not only the body parts being found, but what do you think about them being released and being able to roam the streets?
Well, first of all, there were body parts found in somewhere out west in New York, Long Island, Suffolk County.
In Long Island. Suffolk County.
We're not talking about Gilgo Beach. We're not talking about that.
No.
That happened to
we're not talking about that.
Okay, so these body parts were found, like, strewn across, like, woods.
Yes.
Okay.
Kids found body parts. The head.
Now this is
the head. There was a picture of the actual head.
I was going to say, may I ask the origin of them? What is their origin?
They're African American. I mean, look, you know I'm joking, right? they are Caucasian. Each one. If I could guess, I would say Caucasian. One maybe could be like maybe Spanish. I'm not really sure. I will be guessing, but as soon as you see the pictures, I'll post them up in our group chat. They look all Caucasian to me. And I would like to know what's your, like, the plot thickens. I was trying to figure out what would make someone do that, you know? What would make someone chop up their cousin and his girl and put their body parts all around? What would make somebody do that? Is that a kind of passion? What do you think?
Well, first of all, I'm paying attention to the little, you know, little clues, little things that you said they were. Their family members, cousins or whatever, were who already had prior incidences, run-ins with the law. One or both of them, or all four of them, whatever. A few of them have ankle bracelets on, so they're already about that life. Oh my God, I'm thinking it's got to be some crime of passion, family, just jealousy. I don't know. Like, you could just give it so many names. Like, but I don't know. I cannot wait to hear more about it. Wow. And you look quite beautiful this evening, lady.
Oh, thank you. So do you.
Thank you so much.
Trying to get it right.
Yeah. Representing the, the three of us.
Oh, you did not. Okay.
Look at
this shirt. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
We know, you know, we got this. We have the big arm bracelet on. I call it arm bracelet. Yes. A shoulder cast.
Wow.
This is just huge. It's huge for the rotator cuff.
Look at that.
But yeah. But anyway, oh my. You know, you see this stuff on TV. But you don't think that it'll, you know, when you hear that it happens so close to home, it's like, oh my gosh. I know a few years ago, there was a body found under a bridge, a male African-American body found under a bridge between Patchogue, Medford, and Central Islip.
Uh-huh.
And this was a couple of years ago. And then there was another body, young male's body. The boy that had was at a party or something, and then he was going toward the reservation to get something, left the party, and then he disappeared. They found his body.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, that's scary. That's close to home. That is a little too close to home for us to not know what exactly is going on, you know?
Listen, I want to not crack a joke, but I'm going to tell you something real quick. So my good friend Liz, when I tell you, no lie, my good friend Liz, because they arrested the people. They caught a couple of them in Amityville, and they arrested them from a house walking distance from my friend's house. And let me tell you how crazy it is. Right by the train station as well.
Oh my God.
Yes. Right by the train station.
My God.
So I was like, oh my, like to think like all of this is going on right in your backyard. You know?
Oh my God.
Without even knowing. I don't know. I'm so stuck. We're trying to figure out, I mean, like in Amityville, we've had like the Amityville Horror House.
Yeah.
You know, we had, what is it, the Gilgo Beach or something like that.
Yes, yes.
I remember that, or Lido Beach, whatever it was called. But, and now to have these body parts found in Amityville, in Suffolk County, all over the place. Like, I mean, they found the body parts everywhere.
Crazy.
That's a bit much to me, you know?
Yes.
That is a bit much. Yeah, so.
I don't know what I would do.
I must say.
My Lord. Wow. Well, I tell you what, I cannot wait until we find out more about this. Ooh.
So let me ask you, right? Well, hold on. Before we do that, I just want to make sure that everyone knows, of course, that the phone lines are open, you know, and you must dial in and press the 1 button in order to get on the line. The number is 515-605-9880. You must press 1, then number 1, to go online to be able to talk to us. If you're listening from your PC, you could honestly just listen from your PC because you won't be able to speak to us, you know, unless you call, dial the number in, toll-free number. But just check us out. But do you think it will be a crime of passion, or do you think a drug deal gone bad? What's your thoughts on that? I mean, just chopping it up, just trying to see, like, what's your thoughts on this?
Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, that's the only two things I could think of, crime of passion or drug deal gone wrong. But then what would make you chop the body up?
Drugs and fear and being under the influence. I'm just guessing, you know, maybe it wasn't supposed to happen the way it did. So they had to, you know, kill them, but they didn't know what to do with the bodies, so they just chopped them up and just threw them in different areas. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like,
yeah, but
legs and arms and...
Yeah, I mean a head, girl, a head.
My God.
They chopped the head.
Okay.
They chopped the head off. Literally.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Like chopped it off.
My God.
Yeah, they chopped the actual head off.
Okay, now that is, oh my God, that is crazy.
So I don't know. I'm definitely curious to see what the end result of this is, because mm-hmm. to be able to chop the head off, literally, okay, leave it on the ground, okay. I want to know.
Throw it.
I
want to
know.
The body part, you know, just strewn about. What the world?
Yeah.
What in the world goes through someone's mind? First of all,
right.
Did they say how they were? What the cause of death was?
I don't even know. But you know what? Would they even be able to find that out? Like, finding an arm and then finding a leg and finding the, you know, like, you have to be able to find certain body parts first, don't you?
True. But I'm sure they could, you know, just, like,
figure out what the cause of death is.
Yeah, you look at my arm, let's just say, and if you see, like, my hand, you know how they always say, someone has like defense wounds, or you know,
right.
So I don't know. I'm so curious to know.
Wait, not the.
Oh my God!
Wow.
I'm looking at my hand and my arm, and I'm like,
uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, not the. I'm curious. I really am. But then I think of. A crime of passion, you know, what would consist of a crime of passion? Like, what would that be about? Would that be, I'm cheating with you and my husband comes home and he catches us together and we're doing drugs and, you know, just my own little urban scenario in my head,
uh-huh.
I guess. I don't know.
Uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
just thinking of my, you know, I don't know, maybe too many books I've read, I don't know. Maybe that's what maybe that's
watch
what it is.
TV. Oh my God.
You know, your mind just starts to wonder. It starts to wonder about these things, but I'm thinking of like, okay. Shots fired. Not the buck, buck. Okay.
No.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm hoping and praying that everyone will have all the answers that they're looking for soon. You know, because
yeah.
as of right now, I'm be honest, it's a whole bunch of questions. There's questions mm-hmm. on top of questions on top of questions, and there's no answers because you don't really know. You know.
Right,
so
right.
that I can honestly say to me has me a little concerned of
mm-hmm,
how
mm-hmm.
they were able to find these body parts so quickly and they were
uh-huh.
able to make the arrest very quickly.
Right.
But
right.
then they ended up releasing
oh.
them to the public. So
wow.
now they release
wow.
you. And now you're on the streets walking around and you just committed a murder, you know, multiple murders because it's more than one person.
Yeah. Whew. That's crazy. That is just crazy. One thing about me.
I'm stuck.
I grew up in a creepy area, you know, to get to my house, you had to go down this path, dirt path,
mm-hmm.
through a junkyard, across running, you know, railroad tracks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I'm thinking, I know several times, so many times, I mm-hmm. you know, would take the late bus home and get dark, and I'd have to walk down that path through the junkyard, across mm-hmm. the railroad tracks. And, I would be so afraid of somebody just jumping out of, you know.
Right.
I could not imagine what these people were thinking, you know, as they were getting, like,
right.
let's just say they were beaten. You know,
they were
wasn't
tortured.
One quick,
yeah, they were tortured.
Yeah, that's what I'm
yeah.
saying. Let's just, oh, my gosh, the fear, the, Wow.
Yes,
wow.
torture. You know, pure. But and that's what makes me think too. Like, I wonder as the story starts to unfold, what's going to be the end result here? You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which just brings me to something that you know I wanted to talk about real quick. Is I want to talk about just real quick about the mental illness. You know, what do you believe like the mental status is? Because me personally, when I think of someone chopping up a body, an arm, a leg, a head, and throwing it around to different towns and different areas, mentally that's mind-boggling. So I must say, I'm trying to figure out, what do you think the person's mental status is, you know?
Let me tell you something.
I don't know.
Mental illness has, we've always had people with, you know, mental illnesses. I know they used to have the sane asylums. Where they keep, you know, people with mental illnesses, hospitals. They don't have a lot of them like they used to. So you have these people in the streets, walking the streets. You have these people living amongst us. I mean, and they should be on meds, a lot of them. We see them every day. We pass by them every day. We are close to them every day. You don't know, you know. Mental illness has no, I mean, you know, sometimes you can look at somebody and be like, dang, that person looks crazy. You know, or you hear that someone has done something and you're like, I knew they had it in them because the eyes were shifty. The eyes, you know what I'm saying? So, mental illness, woof. You got some people out there that'll kill somebody and won't even realize, will still walk around and not realize that they done killed somebody. You know? Mental illness is crazy. It's crazy. And then you add drugs and you add anger and then you add confusion and fear. And
Right.
Woo!
How about you add all of the above? All
yes.
of the above.
Yes.
Once you add all of the above, you have somebody that's like, woo.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I must say, you have someone that's like, what the heck is going on here? You know,
yes.
which is
yes.
one of those things you have to look out for because you don't really know, you know.
Right.
You don't know
right.
who your neighbor really is, you know. You don't know. I mean, how many times have you seen on the news where they say, you have the neighbors talking, saying, I didn't even know that was going on in my own town right
yes.
next to me. I didn't even
yes.
know that, you know.
Yes.
Body parts
oh.
and guns and abuse, everything going around and going on right there underneath your nose and you know nothing about it.
Yes.
Because I know right where they went into the house in Amityville, the train station is right there.
Uh-huh.
So it really goes to show you the mindset someone has to be in because the train station is right there.
Yeah.
It's physically, like, little, like, yeah, it's right there. So my thing is what were you thinking? What really yeah. happened, you know? And I haven't heard anything about, like, gang-related or nothing like that. I haven't heard anything about gangs or nothing like that. I just heard that the four people got arrested, and they're still trying to do an investigation to see exactly what the relation was. So they were able to figure out what the relation was, so now they understand that. Now they're still searching for other parts of the body. Okay, they're
right,
working on that.
Right.
Who's to say there could be another body? There could be another person. We don't know that either. But mm-hmm. that's what brings me to the question of what is going on in this world your own neighbor, you know, is chopping up body parts and right next to you. I mean, not saying that they did it right next, but I mean, somebody had to store body parts somewhere.
Yeah.
Something had to be happen. Something had to happen somewhere, you know.
It had to. How gory is that to kill somebody, however you kill them, and then cut up the body parts? That is a gory, gory scene wherever they did that at, you know?
Right.
Gory. Lots of blood. Lots of splatter. Lots of...
So our show tonight, for those of you who are listening, we're really just chopping it up about a couple different things, but we're focusing on the body parts that was found in Suffolk County, you know, that belonged to two people, a boyfriend and girlfriend. We're just talking about that, like, and we're just trying to, you know, come together with ideas, like, what happened, you know? We already know, based on the news, that one of the victim's cousins, you know, we know now the relationship to the victim. We know that. But we're trying to find out what would make someone do such a thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a love triangle? You know, is it a drug deal gone bad? You know, what could it possibly be? How do you think this affects your community at this point? You feel like it even affects your community with everything going on? I don't know.
I'm thinking, I don't know, it's just so crazy. I'm thinking drugs. Have to be like drugs, period.
Someone says when you, some people say when you, depending on the type of drugs that the person's on, you know, that they could have, snapped, they could have blacked out, you know, because I'm sorry, but it takes a very sick person to be able to do the things that was done to these people. And I hope and pray that justice is done, you know, them, you know, not because to me, you're arresting people, but then you release them. So I don't know what type of justice that is right now. Not knocking the system, just saying, I don't know, me personally, your girl just trying to figure it out. I don't know what type of justice that is, because now the person is out and they're able to do the crime again, you know? They're able to do, they're able to harm somebody, you know? They're able to try and figure out different excuses and answers, because now guess what? They can all be together and figure out a plan. So they're working on all of that. So to me, I just feel like that's a bit much. But it takes, I don't know. It's crazy to me, but the phone lines are open. You can press that one button to go on the line. If you want to look up the story we're talking about, just look up the body parts found in Amityville over the last past like week or something. The police is getting information from someone, that's for sure, because they even posted a picture of the two victims.
I feel like I'm an echo.
Hello.
Yeah, that's
hello.
Me. That's me.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? I'm gonna mute.
Hi.
How you doing, Miss Loretta? How's
tardiness.
Everything?
I'm good.
How's everything? We're doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Topping it up.
Yes. What's
literally,
happening?
Literally. Yeah, we just I don't know if you've heard us, but we were literally chopping it up. We were. talking about the body parts that was found in Amityville and throughout Suffolk County, and we're just, you know, giving our opinion on it to see, like, what's your thoughts? You know, how do you feel about the situation? Do you feel like it's a love triangle? Do you feel like it's a drug deal gone bad? You know, just enlighten everyone with the fact of the two victims were boyfriend and girlfriend, and one of the victims' cousin is one of the people that was arrested, amongst three other people.
Yeah.
So so we're talking about that.
I think that was a drug deal gone bad, in my personal opinion. Because, I mean, what could they have really done for you to cause them to cut you up? You know what I'm saying? There's nothing. That's a tough one because, I mean, people, the types of drugs and stuff people are taking now is crazy. It's real crazy. And I want to say that they was high off some crystal meth or some other shit. That would have them to even be able to cut the bodies up. Like, you're not in the same state to do something like that. Sober person would have done that.
Right. And that was the question, like, what type of person do you think, or what type of situation that would make someone do such a thing, you know, like chopping up body parts. I mean, chop the head being like cut off and on the ground, literally, you know, what would make you do something like that?
But listen, that's not even the crazy part. The crazy part to me is they let these mofos out on house arrest like they just got a DUI.
Yep, exactly. And I believe that's something with some type of reform.
They should have put some suckers in a mental asylum somewhere. That makes zero sense.
You found
both these parts cut up all over the place, and y'all let those folks out on with an ankle monitor on. Make that make sense. It's hard to make sense out of something like that because that right there is not sane.
Right. Absolutely.
That's absolutely. Right. That's not sane. No sane person could have done nothing like that. I'm sorry.
And each point you're making is what we were discussing, like literally exactly what we're discussing. One, how something like that could happen, the reason it could happen, and what type of person do you think actually would do something like that, you know, to someone and a family member and drop body parts all over the place? And then what's wrong with the government where they actually arrested them very quickly, mind you, very quickly they arrested them, but then released them. So what type of reform is out there that says this is what's, because this is making a poor example, this is setting a poor example for everybody. Pretty much you can go out there, you can kill somebody, chop their body parts, leave them around, and you can still get out. Let's talk about this.
It's destroying people's trust is what it's doing.
Right, in the system.
It's destroying people's trust. Now you can't, with the people already battling back and forth with the police department and stuff like that. And I want folks to know that it's not the police who let them go. It's the prosecutors. It's the prosecutors who have to bring these charges forward, not the police department. So we have to, you know, have the right understanding of stuff, you know. But what would make you not hold them? Is it because you didn't have evidence that they did it? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of factors that have them release them. But that's insane. That really is
absolutely
insane. And I don't even know how people could sleep after you done some shit like that. How?
Girl, Let me tell you, you must be high. You must be high every day. You must be high every day, every night, morning, noon, and night, because you best believe. Just to, I know I said I've been watching too much TV and stuff, but to me, just the vision in your head of the body parts and the head and the leg and the arms and blood everywhere, you know, all of those things, you got to live with that.
So
that's a vision you're going to see every day.
That's probably why they're in a constant oblivion state. They're probably constantly high. Because they can't live.
Right.
Now they're not going to be able to live with themselves. And now they're going to have to try to figure out how are we going to get out of this. So now you
exactly.
got that on top of chopping these people up. Like, how? Like,
do
come on,
like
make
that.
This make sense.
Right. There is no way out of it.
There is no way out of it.
None.
DNA, blood all over.
That was a nasty, boring thing that they did.
That was
but
more than nasty. That was borderline demonic. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Like
absolutely.
That was some really demon shit.
It's crazy.
But that goes
you know.
To show you, it doesn't matter whether you're family or not. They were relatives, because a real family member wouldn't have did no shit like that to you. So they were just relatives. They're not family.
Yeah, well, you're right about that.
Lord,
you know,
like, come on, man. I mean,
keep your friends close, enemies
closer.
That's
crazy.
I
have a question though. This kind of changing the subject a little bit. What do y'all think about them possibly banning TikTok?
Oh. Yes. What is going on with that? I saw a little bit about that earlier today. What is the reason that they want to ban it? Pardon?
No, I was just going to say the government trying to take over. Just take it over and doing different things. And, you know, they see TikTok is very big.
It's all about money.
It's politics. It's money. It's right. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. But guess what? My question for you is, who stands to benefit that? Who benefits that? Not us.
That's the question that I had.
Not us. It's not going in my pocket.
That's the question. Because 60% of the investors, 60% of the investors is an American, they're American company. ByteDance is a company that is actually owned and ran by BlackRock. But see, that would take a whole show. BlackRock, who is the the mother company.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So all of that stuff has to go in with the investment. So why would you ban it? They're trying to take it over completely. That's what they're trying
right.
to do. You see how they want to take it over completely, so where it could be the investors here are making all the money and nobody from. See, they keep talking about China. China is not, the Chinese are not the ones who owns TikTok. The person who owns TikTok is a Filipino. He's from the Philippines. He's not from China.
Yes, and I heard a mention of China. I heard a mention of China.
Yeah, no, China is some entity in it, but the Philippines. He's not from China. But like Storm was just saying, it all becomes like this political battle and all kind of stuff. But the thing that Congress is so focused on TikTok, when we got so many other problems that need to be handled in this country, you're worried about
right.
the wrong thing.
So that part
they're
right there, you worried about the wrong damn thing. The wrong damn thing.
Come on now. The middle class is going out here filing taxes. We can't even get a tax break.
And you worried
about
TikTok.
Fight about giving your middle class citizens tax breaks and stuff like that. Y'all worried about dog on TikTok. And like I said, they really worry because you have so many people that are making money that they don't have their hands in till it's
That part. That part right there. Yep, that part right there.
Money and politics.
But so my advice to people, y'all keep making y'all money on TikTok. You ride it until the doggone wheels fall off.
Absolutely.
But and you know what? I agree, because you know what? Any and everybody, forgive me when I say it, any and everybody who's on TikTok, who's able to promote their business, who's able to make money doing their thing on TikTok. So the government now wants to step in and shut it down, you know. Why? Because you're not able to benefit from them making their money. They found another way to make money, and your hand can't be in it. So because your hand can't be in it and you don't stand to benefit, now you want to shut it down. And that's what's wrong with people.
Right.
And it's like, you got to pay attention to that. You have to pay attention to what people are saying and how they're moving, because all the stuff that's going on, Ms. Lovetta said it best. Instead of you worried about that, what about the middle class?
Right.
What about them?
Right.
What can they do to benefit? And then I'm just going to throw in there. It's a little extra, but I'm going to throw it in anyway. How you have people who are coming from other countries that's able to come here and get full Medicaid benefits and get $384 per day. Minimum wage, do the math. If you do minimum wage and you work, let's just say, an eight-hour day, the average American who is struggling to work and make minimum wage is getting $150 a day. When you got someone coming from another country who's able to get $384 per day, that's what they're giving you. They're giving it to you, and they're saying, if you don't believe me, look it up. You know what I'm saying? They're giving it to you. You know, on top of benefits, they give you $384.
And that money is coming out of our pocket.
They're getting, they own bodegas and all kind of other businesses, a gas station, and all kinds of stuff like that.
Beautiful.
Let me tell you something. I can't even go get a they keep denying me to get a doggone mortgage. You know what they do?
They
keep feeding. They feed the American people the debt and cash in on everybody else that comes in. That's what's happening. They're cashing in on everybody else, because trust me, the government is filing taxes on those that they can document. The government is filing taxes. Not only filing taxes, they're entities, so the government could go to the Federal Reserve, which is not part of the government. It's just called Federal Reserve, to get more money. This is how the debt keeps filing up.
And that they're doing firsthand.
And they're getting away with it. They're the only ones who are allowed to be criminals is the government. I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, or whatever. The government is the same entity across the board.
Right.
When I tell you, when I read that the other day, I was like, wow, like, so minimum wage, you pay someone minimum wage and they get like $150 a day, right? And that's them getting up, going to work, doing their job for the bare minimum, you know, for the lowest of low that you can give them, right? Which is from the government.
Yep.
That's what you're able to get. Minimum wage is $16. Let's just say in New York, when we were faced that, in New York it's $16. So you would pay someone $16, and they work a 7-hour, 8-hour day. They'll get like $150. But yet, you come fresh off the boat, okay, forgive me, fresh off the boat, you get $384 cash money, not a loan, not a debit card. You get $384 cash money, and I'm sure you get your food stamps and you get your Medicaid.
And you're allowed
to get this, but check it, right? This is how they get you. You're allowed to get these benefits for about 6 months, and then you have to be able to show that you've tried to get a job and that you're doing X, Y, and Z. But you know what they do? They get smart. They just use a different Social Security number.
Of course. That
they've been using, they've been sharing around, and they get six months more
absolutely.
Of $384 per day.
Yep.
So let's
you
talk about the government. I'm just saying.
Sharing a few
you know,
of them
you know
share the same Social Security number.
No, and you know who's really keeping them here, though, right? You know who's really keeping them here? Is the
talk
big
about
corporation
it.
Owners, the construction, the construction companies and these restaurants and
the factories.
All of this stuff. You know why? Because
the factories.
The vineyards. Now Walmart. I went to Walmart the other day. I asked the lady for help. She couldn't even speak English.
Right.
And she was working. She was working in Walmart.
That part.
They stand on the corners. They stand on these corners and stuff. Wait for somebody to pick them up. They go work and no else. Then the people who they work for, they allow them to live in their homes. So they guess what?
Yeah.
Now they're paying their rent back to the man they work for, and the people that they work for are not paying employee tax. So they get
all the
people that are owning these businesses is what's really keeping them here. So
that
part is never really spoken about. Because they're not just going to McDonald's. They're not working at McDonald's and stuff like that. They're working in the vineyards and for construction companies and landscaping companies. Those are the people that are getting away with not paying a workers' compensation and employee tax and health benefits. Then they go to the government and get their... So they're really cashing in because they're the ones that are so-called complaining about it are helping them stay here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. But guess what? When you next time you guys go out to the fancy restaurants, right? Because we went to one right here on 110, and not gonna blow them up, but just saying, me and my girls went out fancy restaurant right here on 110, and we sit down, we're being served, and the first waitress comes over. She spoke English perfectly fine. The second one came over. Her job was really just to, pour the water in the glasses.
Right.
But because we had questions, we had never been to the restaurant before, we had questions. And when I tell you, as we're trying to ask these questions, she's looking at us with a deer with headlights. Like, she don't know what we're saying whatsoever. She has no clue on what we're saying. Our lips are moving. Her eyes are big, and she's just looking. So then the other lady comes over, and she's like, she really doesn't speak English, So, of course, my one friend is like, okay, but she don't speak English, but you have her coming over to the table giving us water. So don't you think we have questions? Or at least send someone, how is this possible? So, of course, when both of them left, we were able to have this table conversation amongst us of, like, how is that possible that – you came here, you don't speak a lick of English, and you could even tell us about where do we find on the menu, because that was the question was very easy. It was on the menu.
Right.
It didn't show, like, say, if it came with, how some best vegetables or what type of vegetables. Like, we were trying to figure out if we could substitute a vegetable. Other than what was on there, we were trying, can you substitute it? Can you substitute a vegetable? If I don't want this vegetable, can I get this vegetable? Nothing. Nothing. Like, no hablo español, no hablo English, nothing.
Wow.
Could not fathom what we were saying.
Wow.
And I say this story to say this, that yes, it's the factories. Yes, it's the vineyards. Yes, it is. But it's also the restaurants who hire some people, I'm just going to say some people, and then they bring in that brother or that sister that just came in.
Me friend.
That really have no papers.
Me friend. I mean, me friend.
My friend.
So I just want
to
point out.
All I need to know is one or two English words. And listen, I'm not prejudiced by any means. However,
That's what it was about.
You understand what I'm saying?
So I just want to say that.
I find it deplorable. I find it very disgusting and deplorable that the working class citizen here in the United States King, I have a friend that owns a home, went to file her taxes, and had to end up paying the government back. Make that make sense.
Exactly. For her own property. For her own property. For her own property, though. Did you get it? For her own property. You want her to pay taxes for her own property. So not only does she got to work to pay the mortgage and she got to make the repairs on the house, but, and mind you, she had to, one, be able to be approved to get the house, okay? which was a struggle by itself.
Yep.
And now that all those benefits, all those things she's crossing her T's, now you got the house, you're making money to pay for the house, paying the mortgage, paying taxes, all that money on it, and now you got to pay the government money. For what?
Yep.
For what?
Yep. Yep.
So I'll be honest with you. I feel when you buy it, it's yours. I'm not going to lie to you. I feel like when you purchase property, when you purchase land, I feel like that's yours. Yes, you have to pay the mortgage company because you didn't pay for the it up front. But my thing is it's your property. You have to pay for it. You have to fix it. You have to make repairs. Why do I got to pay the government? For what?
And
then, what they say as a homeowner, they say, oh, you can get a tax write-off if you make this repairs, you do this, you do that. How about it's mine? How about it's mine that I have to get up and go to work for and pay for? How about that? It don't matter? Because I'm going
to
tell you, you got, you got the person.
I have to go to the bank to beg them for it. Like, come on.
But you got got the person right down the road. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share one story, and then we'll do the round table and stuff. But I'm going to share one, one, just a quick story. You guys ever notice that where you live and your surrounding areas, that there's usually one house that have like 20 people living in there? And then what happens is they uplift themselves. They uplift each other. And then when another house comes available on that block, they purchase that house too. And then guess what? 20 more people come and they live there, right? And then when another house comes for sale available on that block, they do the same thing with that. And then next thing you know, you got three, four houses, mind you, that a good 20 people live in each one, right? And what they do is they make all the repairs by themselves. They invest in each other,
they do,
you know. And they have they have someone who's smart behind the scenes. Whoever that person may be, they have that decision-making English person that's able to go to the table, negotiate, and close the deal every time. I just want to point that out. I want to point it out.
No, that's a fact. That's one thing I'm going to give to them. They look out for each other by by any means necessary. And I'm so not mad at that. I hate that our people have not really adapted to that notion yet. But this is what we need to do. Let's see what they're doing. Maybe we should start doing that too.
Take some notes. Absolutely.
First thing they're doing is they're not afraid to be at grandma's house with 10, 15 different people.
Well,
that's the first thing. How about that? And they're not in competition with each other.
Well, see,
how about that?
You know what it is? You know what it is with our people, though? Our behavior is learned. We were taught that behavior to where we had to fight for our position. That was taught. And what happened was we were afraid to break that mold. We were afraid to break that mold where... All right, listen, come live here, save your money up. Listen, we gotta build this up. You know what I'm saying? We gotta build. We gonna need each other to build this up. You know what I mean?
That's right.
We weren't taught that. Those are things that we weren't taught, but we need to start teaching each other now.
I don't care if my kids
can live home forever. If it's save your money to get yourself out of debt. If you want to live home forever, that's fine.
Right.
But it's to help build you up. It's to help so you'll be able to leave your children's children some stuff. The money that you have in the banks, that all of that stuff, that stuff can be insured. You can insure your money. We were never taught those things. That way you can insure your money. That way, God forbid, when you pass away, that your money is insured. On top, not just the money that you have in the bank, but the insurance that's on it. You get that money too. We weren't taught those things. We were cut out of all of that knowledge.
Awareness. Awareness. Wow. I'm telling you.
Out of that
and you know.
Because we weren't supposed to be financially stable in this country. We were brought here to build this country up, and they reap the benefits. So
absolutely.
But
we gotta break that chain.
I'm gonna leave that alone.
We gotta break the chain. Gotta break it. gotta break the chain. Break the chain.
We gotta break that.
You have to. You gotta break the chain. You gotta see the vision. And I believe, as Sis just saying, as Black people and African, you know, however you want, whatever you want to call us, we have to break that chain. We have to be the people to make a difference. We have to be that one. And
right.
as long as we're not
That's
that
right.
one, we're never going to grow. We're never going to get anywhere because we're always going to be in competition
yep.
with the next person. If you got knowledge and you see your knowledge is working for you, share that knowledge with the next person.
Share
so this
it.
Way
you
we can grow
it.
And we can
you
build
one.
Together. Don't be afraid
yeah.
one's going
right.
to do
right.
better than the other. It's
That's
not
right.
about that. Just trust me, Mom.
Right.
Whatever you got, I pray that God continues to bless you more abundantly and keep on going
uh-huh.
with it. I just want to be able to grow and bless my family and keep my legacy going and make sure that my kids have
right.
some type of stability where if I'm not here, that they already have something. They have their own property or they have land. They have residual
right.
income. We have to set that up in advance, and we have to make people aware of what's going on because it's not set up for us.
Right.
This right here is not – we're not supposed to be
That's
living
right.
in multimillion-dollar houses and owning corporate
That's right.
companies ourselves. That's not for us. They don't expect
right.
us to do that. We got to break that chain, and we have to do
that's
that for
right.
ourselves. Just saying.
Back. Amen.
That's right.
Jesus, it's 9 o'clock.
That's right.
9 o'clock, Jesus.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yes. We got to go around a circle and give our
that's
final thoughts
you,
on tonight.
That subject right there can go to a whole nother 2 hours.
Absolutely.
Yep, but you
Absolutely.
Know what?
And
eventually,
we
got to have it, though. We got to have it, though.
Absolutely.
Eventually, we have to
have
that conversation
have
because...
Conversation.
We're right. We're on the platform. We're on the platform where we can make a difference.
That's right.
So why not make a difference? You
That's
know?
Right.
But go ahead, Ray. Go ahead, Ray. I'm
That's
sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry.
That's
I'm sorry.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes.
My
we
bad.
Have reached the portion of our show where we go around a circle and give our final thoughts on tonight's show. I'm going to go first. This is Ray Queen. Definitely great topics. Always, always awesome being in conversation with you ladies. And shout out to GQ Palace. Everyone, tell a friend about GQ Palace on Thursday. Ray Queen passing on the mic.
Shout out to my GQ Palace, my divas over here. I appreciate y'all holding it down with, and y'all forgive me for my tardiness on tonight. I had other engagements, and shout out to Culture Shock that had me that invited me as a guest tonight over to their podcast. The video will be out soon, and I'll send it to you ladies. As far as tonight's topic. Where we started off, it ain't end because this conversation can go on and on and on. You know, those crazy-ass people that chop them people is sick. They are mentally sick. They should not be out on the street
mm-hmm.
right now. They need to be somewhere in an insane asylum because if they did it to their own relatives, what makes you think they won't do it to the next person? Like, come on, make that
Absolutely.
Make sense. You know, so, and as far as the conversation where we was ending up at, let's start as a people, start lifting each other up, like the what they call a crab in the barrel, even though we crabs don't belong in a barrel, but however, if we are in there, let's build this ladder. Let's build this
right.
ladder where we can help each other out in some way, form, or fashion, you know? And that
right.
means if we got to be corrective, We got to correct each other where we need to be corrected or whatever the case may be. But we got to start looking out for each other like all of those other cultures are looking out for each other. Y'all don't see no American people working in the Chinese restaurant, do you? All right.
So not at
all. On that note, I'm a chuck off the deuces.
All right, it's your girl Storm. I'm going to wrap it up real quick for you. It was a wonderful show. We definitely enjoyed ourselves tonight, I must say. And like I was saying at the beginning of the show, just work with us. You know, we were having a little bit of technical difficulties. We were trying to do something a little different. But continue to watch us as we grow. You know, when we sit and we speak about uplifting each other and sharing knowledge and, you know, being able to grow together, it's the beginning, you know, and this is what it's about. It's about growth. It's about potential. It's about, you know, being able to reach for different goals and accomplish them as you go down. And when it comes down to the topic for tonight, speaking about the people who chopped up these body parts and got the head all, you know, willy-nilly all around and stuff and the arms and legs and feet, it's this right here is something that I don't understand what type of reform allows you to commit murder, chop up body parts, and still get out and be able to walk the streets of Amityville. I'm trying to figure that out. I don't understand. I don't understand what type of reform this is, but whatever it is, the example that you just said, you might want to rethink that, because that has people thinking that they can go out and do harm to people and get away with it. And that's not what it's supposed to be. I don't care where you're from or what you do, but it's not supposed to be like that. It's not. But I'm going to tell you, when you live in a world of which we live in, you have to always stay ready. You have to stay ready for whatever it is. You have to stay covered, because these people are out to get you. And my own neighbor could have somebody dead in their backyard, you know? The neighbor across the street, you name it. But to know that you can do it and get away with it, because that's what it is. And I don't care. Somebody could tell me, okay, well, 6 months from now, they're going to go to trial. Okay, but what about now? What about now?
Right.
What about what you can do between now and 6 months? Do you have any idea what harm, how many people you can kill from now for 6 months? So before you decide to make a difference, you know, before you decide to do something different, you could kill so many other people. You already killed two people. Who knows however many other people you've killed? Two people that we know about. It don't make sense to me. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on with the world today, but I know that there has to be change somewhere. And the first thing I'd like to say is we have to make sure that we are part of that change. We are put on a platform where we're able to share knowledge and give awareness to any and everybody at any given time, and we have to use that platform for that, to have awareness and uplifting each other. And yes, the people down the street are building together and elevating together, but we have to do the same. You know, we can't be in competition with each other to the point where we can't allow each other to grow and uplift each other. Sis, whatever you got, I wish you the best. I wish you the best. I wish God blesses you abundantly with any and everything that he has in store for you. No hater on my side. I wish you the best in everything you do, and I just wish that other people felt the same way. So with that being said, happy birthday to everyone celebrating their birthdays this month, this season. Not Capricorn season. It's the best season, but I love Capricorn. But just saying, have a blessed and safe weekend. And God bless you all. And we'll be here next week, Thursday, same time, same place. Let's get it. God bless.
Come down.
lockdown, for lockdown, oh lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, fat down, fat down. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl, oh young girl. No, tell me, no, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah.